Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. A raft of measures have been announced, outlined by the Prime Minister, to tackle family and domestic violence. That includes programs to counter toxic male behaviour online and a review of the Online Safety Act, while Anthony Albanese says $925 million will be invested over 5 years to support those fleeing domestic violence.
Those escaping violence can receive financial support, safety assessments, and referrals to support pathways. Those eligible will be able to access up to $5,000 in financial support, along with referral services, risk assessments, and safety planning.
Bruce Lehrman is considering appealing his failed defamation case against Network 10. His lawyers have asked the federal court for extra time to sift through the trial material, and it's been approved. The trial found the former Liberal staffer did rape Brittany Higgins in Parliament House on the balance of probabilities. Qantas has apologised to impacted customers over an app issue which has now been resolved. The airline is investigating whether it was caused by recent system changes. In a statement, it says there's no indication of a cybersecurity breach. Staff at a Brisbane university have been forced into lockdown thanks to protests from pro-Palestinian activists on campus. Those protesters are demanding the University of Queensland cut ties with Israel. Briefly, a Victorian hospital has apologised after confirmation staff posed as patients during a visit by the state's health minister last year. To sport, the Bunnies head into tomorrow's clash with the Panthers without a permanent head coach following the termination of Jason Demetrio's contract effective immediately. Ben Hornby takes the reins until a permanent replacement is found. CEO Blake Solly says they know what kind of man they're looking for to fill the position long term.
It's a unique playing group, having worked with them for a long period of time. We want, I think, a coach that can get them to perform at their best consistently.
The return of Wayne Bennett has been flagged as a possibility.